I have read this gospel text many times over the years, and probably just as many times this past week. I never really understood it. I didn't understand what Jesus meant by, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. Until this week, when it all became clear, one could say, I saw the light. Until this week, I was thinking of salt that we use to flavor food and or clean wounds. But Jesus was giving us metaphors. Unfortunately, he didn't give us much to go on with those metaphors. We had to figure it out on our own. Those metaphors do not refer to the table salt or the lights in our homes, but he is referring to you and me. We are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And in true Luther fashion, what does this mean? We have all sat down for dinner, taken one taste of food, and asked someone to pass the salt. On the other hand, there have been times when we needed some water because the food was too salty. Salt is a seasoning, but you have to have that right balance. Not enough salt, your dinner is bland. Too much, it's not edible. Reminds me of a time when I was a kid and I was working at the concession stand at our local baseball summer league. I salted the popcorn a little too much, did not realize it. One customer brought the popcorn back a few minutes after he purchased it, gasping and asking for water. Oops. I was just trying to enhance the popcorn, but I overdid it. And now here's how the salt of the earth is about you and me. Do you have parts in your life that are seasoned perfectly and flavorful? Sure, we all have parts in our lives that are bland. Think about the salt that you need in your life. Relationships of all kinds also need flavor. Too much flavor can be overwhelming, not enough flavor, and we can get stuck in a rut. Jesus tells us, you are the salt of the earth, so that we can flavor and enhance the lives of those around us. But, there's always a but. Remember, salt also dries out things. I'm sure we've all become salty and have been difficult to deal with, right? Yeah, okay. That usually comes for me about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Our saltiness can rub off on others, causing us and everyone around us to become thirsty. We thirst for something more, but we may not be able to see it ourselves. Now, salt is a very valuable chemical compound. In Roman times, people used salt as payment. If we are the salt of the earth, then Jesus thinks we are valuable too. Do we recognize the value in ourselves and in one another? Are we truly appreciative of who we are and who our neighbors are? Do we truly value others? Dear church, it's hard to see that in our broken world. Unfortunately, not everyone sees the value of others. And Jesus said, you are the light of the world. In our broken world, we can be the light by naming the truths that cause such brokenness. When we talk about light, we have to acknowledge darkness. Darkness is not inherently bad, just as light is not inherently good. We all have experienced a gloomy winter when the sun sets at 4 p.m. and by 7 p.m. we are all wondering why it is midnight and we're not in bed yet. Or we make the mistake of watching a scary movie or TV show in the dark. When I was a kid, I loved watching Unsolved Mysteries. It's a very scary show. In all honesty, I think I was more scared of the voice of the host than the actual reenactments on the show. But I would watch it at night. The combination of being in the dark living room, the darkness outside, and watching the show kept me up at night, hoping the morning light would come quickly. But Jesus was not talking about the darkness outside and our yearning for the morning light. He was referring to us being the light that illuminates our lives and the lives around us. How are we shining light in the world? The light we should be shining is love, peace, mercy, forgiveness, hope, healing, and compassion. The light that we are given at baptism, the Holy Spirit works through us to share the light of Christ with others. But remember, just as with salt, there can be too much or too little light. there's not enough light, we can stub our toes on the leg of the bed frame in the middle of the night. And if there's too much light, we could be blinded by the light. What does being the light of the world look like to me? Well, that means it looks like to me being there for a friend who got terrible news from a doctor, or giving food to those who cannot afford it, paying down school lunch debt. I could go on with a very long list. Collectively, here at Faith, we have been the light of the world to our neighbors. This summer, we handed out fans and water to fairgoers, handed out delicious lemonade to commuters, made blankets during Advent for kids in foster care. And I think my favorite activity was jamming on Jackson. I hope that comes back this year. The water, fans, and lemonade were all met with hesitation, though. We got a lot of questions like, how much do you want for it? When we said it was free, we got looks like we were nuts for giving out free stuff. In John's gospel, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. But in today's gospel, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. It is entirely possible that we are more like Jesus than we often believe. Maybe like Jesus sharing his life with all of us. Maybe there is only one light, but many lamps. Just like when Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Jesus is central in our lives, and so we should radiate his light to everyone we encounter. And as a favorite modern day theologian of mine, Flamie Grant, says, stay proud, radiate. Only love can drive out hate. Your worth will not depreciate. Laugh a little every day. I know they want you to hide. They knock it because they ain't tried it. You got it. You got passion. Feeling good's never going out of fashion. If those haters got you stressing, let a queen give you a lesson. Since you're asking, stay proud, radiate, keep laughing. Dear church, let's be lightly salty together. Amen.